Many Elliott Lakers have been anxiously awaiting for new information about the arena since the micropile boring equipment came and went from the arena site last month. Mayor Andrew Wannan provided an update as an announcement last night at council. Referring to a hard copy, Wannan told the council and public that he had just received an update from interim Saurabh De Bortoli, a short email with bullet points. From a conversation with Dr. Dan Tingley of Wood Research and Design, WRD, the structural health monitoring system is performing and providing feedback. There are alarms and they are responding, with corrective action as necessary or if necessary, Wannan informed. It was at this same time last year that movement alarms brought attention to the foundation, and it was subsequently determined the alarms were related to frost coming out of the ground and an inadequate foundation structure. The temporary reshoring is operating as it should be in the building and additional modifications to the same will be made as or if required, he said. Following the borehole work on both sides of the arena, WRD has received an engineering report from Express and they are working on structural modification design. Foundation remediation work is expected to begin in April with a projected completion in July. Roof work will resume and can be done at the same time as the foundation work is underway. Mayor Wannan noted, "That's just a quick report. I suspect after the 2 weeks of WRD's design work, I'm hopeful that we will get a full report from Dr. Tingley." Full text of the announcement: I just received, before the meeting, an update that was provided to the SAO from Dr. Tingley. Basically, he's put together a short email with bullet points that are reflective of the main parts of their conversation. So, the health monitoring system is operating as it should be and provides hour-by-hour feedback as to the health of the arena. There are alarms that are showing up and WRD are responding to those with corrective action as necessary or if necessary. The temporary reshoring is operating as it should be in the building and additional modifications to the same will be made as or if required. The geotech investigation borehole work was conducted on both sides of the building and has been completed. They have received a report from Express and they're working now on the engineering aspects of the structure modification design based on EXP's report. WRD anticipates a 2 week or so time frame for the completion of this engineering work. The engineering work is being completed based on the required resistance to lateral and vertical loads and with the thoughts of minimal cost. Subsequent modification work for the substructure is due to begin therefore mid to end April and be completed within 3 months in the range of mid to end of July. And then just an update for the shoring in place now should allow JCI to complete the roofing work during the same time period. So, that's just a quick report. I suspect after the 2 weeks, I'm hopeful that we will get a full report from Dr. Tingley.